This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bombastic, audacious, revolutionary, rash, outraged, organised, assertive, activist.
Broad. Broad. Broad.
On Joy
94.9. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
you must be like exploding.
This is my main event for Melbourne Games Week. So once this is done, I'm going to be so happy. Everything else after that is just going to be a breeze. A lot of work. But this is just obviously my baby. So
yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's do the intros. This is Sonia. This is Broad on Joy 94.9. We're speaking very privileged to speak to Elise Kane, who's going to talk about She Makes Games. The Girl Geek Academy is putting this on, and it's happening in Melbourne on the weekend, October 29.
Yes, it is.
You're prepared. You're all prepared and ready to go.
Yeah, it's all good. Super excited. I'm very, very excited about this event. It's a huge passion project of mine, and I'm really, really excited to see all the people that are going to come together this weekend for the event. It's going to be awesome. Super excited. Mm.
And obviously, we've got to ask who you are. That might help for those who don't know.
So I'm Lisey Kane, and I, as my 9-to-5 job, my day job, I'm a producer here at a company called League of Geeks. We're based in the arcade in Melbourne, and we made an awesome video game called Armello, which is now available on Steam, Xbox, and PlayStation. I think I should say that, part of the plug. So that's my day job. I love that job, and it's a huge, awesome experience, and I absolutely love it. But outside of work, I'm also a co-founder of Girl Geek Academy, which is a startup based in Melbourne but run globally, and a startup to help more women enter the world of tech, games, and 3D printing and making. So we run events throughout the year, and we actually just, our company, Girl Geek Academy, just did a huge big strategy day. So we're actually looking into the future and figuring out what we can do more for the industry and continuing to do cool things and run awesome events. But yeah, that's who I am.
Yes, because you've done the, was it the She Hacks and things like that? She Makes,
yeah.
She Jams.
Yeah. We run a lot of events, mainly in Melbourne at this stage. And we actually launched Miss Makes Code this year, which is really exciting. Because normally in the past, we've run a lot of events for women. So women in the workforce, women at university. But we're actually starting to look into primary school and high school. So we did Miss Makes Code this year. So we had ages 5 to 7 making games out of Templestowe College. That was
so
really,
cool.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and that's our hashtag Miss Makes Games. Oh, no, Miss Makes Code.
Miss Makes Code, yeah.
Yeah, that was in September.
So stay tuned. We'll be doing more and more things next year, which is going to be very exciting. And hopefully not just in Melbourne. Hopefully looking at more of a global experience. So getting more and more, basically we want to hit critical mass to get more and more women.
Global domination.
Yes, that's exactly right. You said it.
Well, I think women dominate anyway. Well, you know, 51% of the planet, just that we don't have the power that we should be having. You know, that's the thing.
And it's the thing, at the end of the day, like the whole reason I run this event, the whole reason I run She Makes Games is basically because I'm a consumer as well. Like, I love games. I love playing games. I love hearing people's stories, understanding their experiences. And at the moment, there are not enough diverse games being made. The games that are being made in the industry are good, but they're just not enough unique stories being told. And it's a selfish cause. I want to see more games made by women, and I want to see more games made by the diverse people, because that in turn creates awesome stories. And it's like in film, it's like in music, you see all these unique creative things coming out of different people. So I just, that's all I want to see. I just want to see more people making games, and that's why we run this event. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's being held, we're looking at going back to She Makes Games. Where is it being held? And I mean, ACMI, obviously, but...
So we're actually very, very fortunate. We're being hosted by an amazing co-working space in Melbourne called Acme X. In the past, we have run it at the arcade, but unfortunately, the arcade has completely outgrown the need that we've had. So we've been hosted by Acme X, which is just around the corner. It's another co-working space. Yeah, so it's super exciting. We're actually sold out. We're completely sold out. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, so we're during the day, we've got students coming in, and they're going to be learning about making, design, programming, and marketing for games. And once we finish learning, we're actually looking at having a networking event. So once it finishes at 5:30, I've invited a bunch of people from the industry, from the games industry, to come along, have a drink, and meet and mingle with the women, the awesome women that have just gone through a day of learning. And we're also having games that will be showcased, so they'll be playing games all day, all evening, and meeting the people that have made the game. So it's going to be a really, really full-on day. So whoever's going, it's going to be intense, but there's going to be awesome catering, awesome atmosphere, amazing facilitators that are going to be helping me out. And it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, wow, it's going to be a big one. So, yay. I mean, as I said off here, it's quite similar to the Girls Make Games, but obviously this is more for the grown-ups, perhaps.
That's correct. Yeah. Girls Make Games is an amazing, I love that company. They're based in the States, and Layla has come to Australia. She's coming to Australia again early next year, I believe.
Oh, is she fantastic?
Stay tuned for more information there.
Yeah.
And she is an awesome organization that's run, at this stage, globally, teaching young girls to make games, and that's an awesome, awesome area as well. However, obviously, my area of interest at this stage is for women that didn't have that opportunity when they were younger. They didn't, they weren't given an opportunity. They weren't explained to them that they can make games, and we're looking at that 18 plus area. So we get a lot of questions from people. They're like, "Oh, can I bring my daughter along? At this stage, this is just for adults, for women that potentially are in tech already, but they want to learn how to transfer their skills. So they may be in web development, they may be in graphic design, and they're like, oh, I love games though, so how do I transfer my skills across? So this course is basically to explain to them how to actually transfer those skills and who to talk to. The biggest thing I think that I wanted to achieve for this event is to give spaces and to give mentors to people that are interested in getting into games. So they know who to talk to, they know who to email, they know who to talk to on Twitter, so they can just, they get a bit more of a reassurance that they can visualize themselves in the industry or visualize themselves making games. It's all about representation. Like, I want to be able to create really, really visible women within the industry so that they can help mentor and encourage other women to also make cool stuff. I think that's super important. That's what I find very important.
That is very cool.
About diversity, yeah.
And so who's running it? Are you going to be involved as well? And do they have mentors or teachers, or how does it work?
Yeah. So we have... So basically we have the morning, I'll obviously introduce the morning, but we have an amazing woman. I haven't announced it, actually. This is like completely unannounced. It's going to be announced hopefully today. Mm-hmm. Amazing woman by the name of Bree Code. She's going to be doing like our opening talk. She is from Ubisoft. So she was a lead developer on a game called Child of Light. Since left Ubisoft and has been traveling the world, getting experiences, talking at conferences about diversity. So I first met her because she spoke at Melbourne Games Week last year. She spoke at GCAP. And she did the keynote for GCAP talking about how important diversity is in games. And I watched her talk and I was absolutely blown away about all the stats that she provided and her involvement and why she wants to make games for women by women. She's going to be opening the talk over
cool.
today.
Wow.
And then we'll be splitting off into three different streams. So all of our attendees have chosen what stream they want to go through. So we have Chris Murphy and the Unreal team. So he's from Unreal. He's an ambassador for Unreal. And he'll be teaching a group of women how to make games in Unreal, which is an engine that we've chosen to use this time because there are very, very few women that are using this engine. So I wanted to give a few women some experience so they can learn it and learn more and potentially teach other women, which would be cool. We have Katie Steggs from Lumi Consulting. She'll be teaching the Hipster Track, which is about marketing for games and PR for games. So she'll be teaching that. And then we also have a design stream. So for we call them our hipsters. So a design stream. We'll be having three different curators, which is really, really cool. So we're having three quick talks about different areas of design. Sally Kellaway from Zero Latency will be talking about audio for games. So she works in VR audio. We have Ken Wong from Mountain and previously worked on a game called Monument Valley. He'll be talking about game design. And we'll be also having two UI UX artists from FireMonkeys here in Melbourne, so EA FireMonkeys. They'll be talking about art for games. So three different little talks, and they'll be talking to the women about how to, like, the different areas of game design. So it's pretty exciting. It's a big day.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And outside of that, we'll be having two panels. We've got two panels, one talking about different roles in video games and the games industry. So that panel, to me, is very important because it shows that a lot of people think, when you're talking about video games, you're like, oh, okay, I need to be a programmer. I'm not a programmer, but I work in the games industry.
Yep.
So the panel is about how many different roles there are in the games industry, how you can get to those roles, and listening, hearing women that are currently working in those roles. So we've got people that work in different parts of the industry, which will be cool. And then we'll be having a talk in the afternoon about indie development and how indie development works. So how do people in small studios actually get their games off the ground? So
wow.
It's going to be a very fun day. It's going to be very full on. I'll be running around. We've actually also, cool. We're very fortunate as well. We've got Good Games coming along from Sydney because it's Melbourne Games Week. They're going to be coming along and recording and doing a segment on She Makes Games. So that'll be hopefully shareable on Monday. I'm hoping it'll be up and online. So they'll be doing a small story about She Makes Games and how cool it's going to be.
Oh, great. It's going to be a busy time. Very, very lots of stuff going on. Very eclectic.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Now, I was just looking up Brie K because I'm totally ignorant. It's Brie K, yes?
Brie Code.
Brie Code.
C-O-D. Like, C-O-D-E? Yeah,
C-O-D-E?
Yeah, that's right. Her first name's Brie, a B-R-I-E, C-O-D-E.
Okay, yeah. Because when I did that, I found a Brie K who's a woman in Atlanta. Who codes?
No.
All right. Yeah. I can't find her.
She's from Canada. Brie Code, BRIECODE. Yeah, she should be. Yeah, she's pretty well known.
IE. Sorry. Yeah, that's where I went wrong. Okay.
Brie like the cheese and Code like coding. Right. Very good for her.
Fromage. Brie Fromage. Yeah. Ah, yes, there she is. Excellent. Oh, sorry about that.
It's a small world.
I know. It must be, especially for games, because, you know, I guess you've already got that experience and that interconnectedness. So it's pretty exciting when you can, you know, link up all these amazing people, like the ones you just mentioned, Spy Monkeys and so on, Sally.
Exactly, yeah. It's awesome. It's so awesome. Like so She Makes Games is one of the first events to kick off Melbourne International Games Week.
Week,
and it's such a fun week. We have friends from all over the world that fly in, game developers that come to Melbourne, talk at GCAT, hang out, go to PAX. It's just one of the best weeks in the games industry here in Melbourne. It's just
too much.
Critical. Yeah, it's amazing.
Critical mass,
super
really.
Excited. Yeah, critical mass. And it's awesome. Like the people that run it, I absolutely hats off to them because I'm running one event and I'm freaking out. So I don't know how they run all the events. But it's exciting. I'm so excited to see. The thing about running events is it's usually about 4 months of planning and stress and anxiety and fear of failure. And then it happens and then you're just like, everything's fine. I haven't had a kid, but I'm assuming it's what childbirth is like.
But constant.
It's a lot of pain.
It's a whole week of labor. Labor pains. It's probably what an elephant goes through, a female elephant. Actually,
yeah,
that's 10 years in gestation or whatever it is.
Yeah, oh god.
Well, you know, if you think about it, I suppose this project overall, looking at you know, a Girl Geek Academy, how long has that been running for?
So, I all think up, we've been running for about 3 years now.
Only 3 years, okay,
only 3 years. So, basically, what happened is it was founded. I moved to Melbourne, I've only moved to Melbourne 2014, I think, 2013. I moved to Melbourne. Yep. And I, Tammy Buto was one of the original founders of Girl Geek Academy, and we ran She Hacks, and then we did the launch shortly after. And we've been learning a lot about what's going to be best for getting more women to tech. We've been running these big critical events, so we're doing She Hacks, She Makes, and She Makes Games, and it's been really, really awesome. We've had some amazing feedback, and we've just kicked off a membership, so we're doing Girl Geek Academy memberships.
Oh, that's cool.
And we're looking into launching different products as well within that. So basically giving more women an opportunity to engage with us and learn and tell us what they want and tell us what they need to get inspired and to get into the industry or make stuff. And that's the thing, at the end of the day, we would love to see more women in tech, but we also just want to see more people, more women making stuff, regardless of if you end up making a career of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, we just want to see people making stuff fun,
because you might not end up being the coder or the programmer or anything. You might end up doing the audio. You might end up doing the marketing side of it, or
the art side of it.
It's a realms of worlds upon worlds within worlds,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, like, exactly right.
My mind blows up, and you know, I can't do anything.
Technology isn't going anywhere as well. That's a thing. Technology is not going anywhere, and the less we have women in technology and the more we let it slip behind, we don't necessarily want to see the internet or technology made by men. We want to see it made by equally, you know, a diverse group of people, because that's the only way you're going to have awesome things that come up and really out of the box games, out of the box products. Like, that's what we want to see.
And also for queer people, is it a place that is welcoming as well for queers?
Of course, yeah. We're definitely LGBTIQ like friendly and also non-binary. So we, as much as we always say women, we always try and have that language that it's women and also non-binary. It's not something we actually also. This is something that we've always been very open about. We do men are allowed to come to our events. We're not obviously discriminatory against men as well. We just encourage them to bring along. They need to bring over along a female friend or family member with them. They just can't come alone. But it's a safe space. We definitely are. It's one of the biggest things we do with our events. We always try and make sure, because we've been to those events. We've been to the events that are run and predominantly attended by men, and how. Sometimes it just doesn't feel good. It feels like this isn't for me. This is I shouldn't be here. Am I in the right room? I don't know. And we try and encourage and make sure people can talk to us and make sure people feel safe and accepted and comfortable, because they're learning. They're vulnerable. It's a scary time to be learning. It's not something that you go and you're like, I'm going to be learning and this is I'm going to feel great about it. You sometimes feel a little bit, you know, a little bit unsure. So we make sure, and that's the same for age. We have a broad range of attendees from ages as well, straight out of high school to older women as well. And that's something that's awesome. We want to see a huge it's diversity in all of its greatness.
It's excellent. That's
how we learn a lot too. We learn a lot. Yeah. We learn so much from the people that attend our event.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, and their stories. That's what makes it exciting and vibrant is having all those different people, that difference we're looking at things too. Awesome. So
exactly, especially in the creative industry, especially when you're solving creative problems, you need having the same experiences and the same background. You're going to come up with the same solution. You're not going to think, you know, you're not going to think differently. You're not going to think and come up with really interesting solutions.
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of the opposite of the ivory tower that you might get
in
universities traditionally, you know, and it's hard to find those other voices coming through and giving them that lift up and step up. And excellent.
And the games industry too, it's definitely a unique industry. You don't necessarily have to go to university to work in the games industry. And that's the thing as well, is a diverse set of education and background within the games industry. While a lot of people do choose the traditional route of going to university and going into a job, you know, sometimes, like my boss, for example, Trent, he didn't go to university. And now he owns and runs a company.
He is a pain. He is annoying. Every time I see
I have to sit next to him every day.
Well, when you get to sit next to him when he's in the country. Hello.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, when are you getting to travel?
I was just in San Diego recently.
Oh, all right then.
I can't complain at all. I was over at TwitchCon for work.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. But, yeah, he does travel a lot.
You can tell him it's time for a haircut, okay?
Oh, I literally just told
him. Can you just tell him that?
I told him like that an hour ago, because I said, I'm booking a haircut and tomorrow he's going to come with me.
Like, come on, dude. I don't be moving to Canada next. I mean, take it easy.
I'll tell him.
It's been ages since I've spoken to him. Heaps of time's gone by and just never get around to it. But, yeah, congratulations on She Makes Games.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And where can people go again? What's the best? I know it's booked out and everything. There's no chance for standbys for anyone, or
no,
you just that's
not at
it.
The moment. We're actually overbooked at the stage.
Oh, okay.
So. it's girlgeekacademy.com/shemakes_games if you want to go to the website. We're on Facebook, Twitter as well, and we'll be posting all of the stories and all the photos, because we'll be taking a lot of photos. And like I said, we'll be on Good Games, so we'll be posting that video early next week. So you'll be able to see all about it, and highly recommend you stay tuned, because obviously this is a sold-out event and we will be running more like it, if not in other ways. So I'm just trying not to announce what we're doing, but we're doing some really cool stuff next year.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Lisi Kane, for speaking to us here on Broad. It's awesome.
Of course.
Yay.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Have you forgotten the women's movement?
I don't deny the need for equality activism and including women's equality.
Well, that was right during the women's lib movement. And a lot of women were going, you know, you sort of had to go to the extreme in order to get someplace in the middle in terms of fighting for women's rights.
I'm one of the few people who so far has kind of, I've benefited from a lot of women's hard work, you know, as women through the 60s and 70s.
And any civilization that does not recognize the female is doomed to destruction. Women are the wave of the future, and sisterhood is stronger than anything.
That's the crux of what Wonder Woman is.
Right.
Right there, that speech.
There's going to be a girl kiss, and there's going to be, yeah, some sort of element of nakedness.
There's something about that, the goddess within, that part, that secret part that resides in every woman, that is a Wonder Woman, you know, that yearns for that independence and strength.
Who was an inspiration?
Well, my mother, and believe it or not, Catholic nuns. I went to, you know, Catholic school, and it was all run by nuns, and they were good women. There was none of this hateful kind of broomsticking behavior that, you know, goes on. They were good women. They were, and they're real activists, and they've been such supporters of me and my activism.
You go get 'em, Wonder Woman. Hi, I'm Linda Carter.
Hi, this is Lucy Lawless, otherwise known as Xena Warrior Princess, and you're listening to Broad. Broad on Broad. Joy Radio.
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this Broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune into us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy. For feminism in your ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.